The Adventures of Little Stubby. Stubby hides from the doctor. Stubby, a sweet young mini donkey with a mind of his own, is about to meet the doctor. Stubby has an appointment today with the hoof doctor, who's called a farrier. The farrier trims donkey's hooves, and like all donkeys, Stubby needs to have his trimmed so they won't grow too long. But Stubby is beginning to feel really nervous. "I don't want to see the doctor today," he says. "I don't want to see him at all. Hee-haw!" Stubby hears the doctor's truck coming up the road. He doesn't know what to do. "I've never had my hooves trimmed before," he says, "and I'm scared." And suddenly, Stubby gets an idea. "I will hide from the doctor and not have my hooves trimmed at all. Hee-haw! But where can I hide?" Stubby notices that the sheep on the farm have huddled together in the middle of the barnyard. "It must be feeding time," thinks Stubby. And he decides to run straight into the middle of the huddle. "I'll make myself as tiny as I can, and I'll pretend I'm a sheep. Bah!" says Stubby. "The doctor won't see me here. Bah!" But then, Stubby hears the doctor call his name. "Stubby! Stubby!" Stubby doesn't move an inch. But then, the sheep finish eating their meal, and one by one, they leave the huddle and run out into the meadow. Stubby is left standing all alone in the middle of the barnyard. "Oh, no," says Stubby. "Hee-haw! What can I do now?" And he starts to run. Stubby runs to the left, and he runs to the right, and he runs straight through the fence, and it breaks. "Hee-haw! I never meant for that to happen." And Stubby really does not know what to do now. He quickly runs behind a small oak tree way out in the middle of the meadow. And thinking he can't be seen, Stubby doesn't realize that his long donkey ears are poking out from behind the tree. Poor Stubby. And the doctor calls out again, "Stubby! Stubby, where are you?" And now Stubby is really afraid. "What can I do?" And then he remembers that when he's afraid, he sometimes stops and counts slowly to three to help him feel calm. Let's count along with him. 1.
Hee-haw.
2.
Hee-haw.
3.
Hee-haw.
"I feel brave now," says Stubby. And he makes up his mind right then and there. "I will let the doctor trim my hooves. Hee-haw!" Stubby walks out from behind the tree and he trots over to the doctor who is waiting. Stubby lifts up one hoof at a time, and before you know it, his hooves are all trimmed. Hee-haw, says Stubby, all done. Hee-haw. Stubby has learned that seeing the hoof doctor really isn't so bad. In fact, there isn't a thing to worry about at all. The doctor gives Stubby slices of apple and sweet potato and one whole banana, peel and all. My favorite treats, says Stubby. When the doctor comes the next time, I won't have to hide after all. Hee-haw!